Hey, good morning. We're going to do one on Lewis, last name L-E-W-I-S, first name Cordell, C-O-R-D-E-L-L. And this is just a paragraph. And you can start with saying, Mr. Lewis is a... Hang on. It's still thinking. Computer slow. Here we go. Mr. Lewis is a 91-year-old Mrs. Lewis. Actually, she's a lady. Cordell is a lady. Mrs. Lewis is a 91-year-old lady placed on hospice with history of dementia, recent history of myocardial infarction, hypertension, coronary artery disease, and peripheral vascular disease, period. Patient, since her heart attack, has had increased disorientation, is no longer oriented to person, place, or time, having shortness of breath and chest pain at rest, difficulty breathing. She has orthopnea, she has PND, she also has developed acute kidney disease, anemia on top of her heart attack, recent coronary artery disease, myocardial infarction, and hypertensive emergency, period. New paragraph, patient and family has opted for no further hospitalization regarding her heart condition, and for this reason, patient has been admitted to hospice. Other comorbidities include CVA, VP shunt, history of right-sided VP shunt, kidney disease, as I mentioned, advanced dementia, recent pneumonia, patient has a KPS score of 40%. She has lost weight, about 7 pounds since hospitalization. She's not eating very much. She's now become bowel and bladder incontinent. And has been transferred to from Kingwood facility to her home to be kept comfortable with her family. Last H&H was low at 6.6 and 21.4. Given her advanced dementia and recent myocardial infarction, chest pain, shortness of breath, weight loss, patient has very little time left on this earth, hence is hospice appropriate with most likely less than 6 months, with definitely less than 6 months to live. Thank you.